Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Wake Up with Wesley. This one is so different. So this is with my brother, Rory. We didn't plan on doing this. We never talked about this. He simply walked through my door and he said, turn into the recording studio. We're recording this conversation. And I was like, wait, what? And I just went with it, trusted him. I'm so glad we did it. We are talking about Rory's recent psilocybin retreat. And before we get into it, I know that this is such a taboo topic for so many of you. And in my world, it is not taboo. It's for me, in my circles, we talk about this like other friends might talk about going to their therapist. It has had a profound positive effect in my life. And you'll hear about Rory's little weekend trip in this, but I kind of wanted to give you some facts before we just start talking about it, because there is such a stigma, because it is so misunderstood. So I found this little snippet right off the internet. So I'm just going to read it verbatim to you. So it says, researchers at NYU Grossman School of Medicine found that a one-time single-dose treatment of psilocybin, a compound found in psychedelic mushrooms, combined with psychotherapy, appears to be associated with significant improvements in emotional and existential distress in people with cancer. These positive effects persisted nearly 5 years after the drug was administered. So that's a one-time dose, meaning they just do it one time. In the original study published in the Journal of Psychopharmacology, psilocybin produced immediate, substantial, and sustained improvements in anxiety and depression, and led to decrease in cancer-related demoralization and hopelessness. It improved spiritual well-being, and it increased their quality of life. At the final 6.5-month follow-up assessments, psilocybin was associated with enduring anti-anxiety and antidepressant effects. Approximately 60 to 80% of participants continued with clinically significant reductions in their depression and or anxiety, sustained benefits in existential distress and quality of life, and it improved attitudes towards their ideas of death. So I kind of wanted to hop on and let you know that these aren't just my opinions, that there's research that has been ongoing that is proving that these are powerful, powerful medicines used to really help people's quality of life. So needed to get that in there just before we started, so you guys don't think I'm a Looney Tune. But let's get into it. Here's Rory. Okay. Welcome to another special episode of Wake Up with Wesley. I'm Wesley, and today I'm sitting here with my brother, Rory. I'm just going to tell him exactly what just transpired in the last 8.5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm cleaning. It's a Monday. Oh, kids just walked in. You're going to hear kids right now. Rory walks in off a plane, and he says, you want to go record? And I was like, right now? And he's like, right this second, let's record. And I said, okay, are you going to tell me about your experience? And I'm like, just tell me now. Was it good? Was it positive? Was it bad?
And you don't know anything.
I know nothing. I know nothing. I've
been
texting him. Should we back up and say why you did the experience that you did? Why you felt called to do what you just did this past weekend?
I didn't feel called. You guys kind of forced it. And I was hesitant. I did not want to go, if I'm being completely honest. I was like, nope, don't want any part of this, because some shit's happened in the past 2 weeks, right?
Rory's personal life has taken a big hit.
It's taken a bit of a left turn. Mm-hmm. And this retreat that you guys told me about did not sound like it was going to be helpful in any way, shape, or form.
No.
At all.
Well, Bronson and I did this retreat, and we have to be careful about what we say. We can't say it. So if you ask us what it is, we're not allowed to say.
You don't get
to know. But we can tell you that it is like a, do I want to say shamanic? There's healers there. It's a mushroom ceremony.
Yeah.
So plant medicine ceremony.
It's a plant medicine ceremony. That's it. That's all it is. It's not some crazy place, mm-hmm. but it is a crazy place.
It is a crazy place.
And I did it against my will. And so, yeah, you don't know anything. Like,
not
should I say who we went with?
I don't know if they want the people to know.
Okay, we'll just keep it.
Okay.
But like all those people too, like you don't know shit.
Nothing.
Nobody's told you anything.
No, everyone, it's like Fort Knox over here. No one's giving me any information. I'm dying inside.
I'm going to tell you this. I took the red pill and I'm happy about it.
I knew it.
I'm in, dude. I'm in every second, everything, all the things. Meditation, crystals, bring them on.
Shut up.
Everything, yes.
Are you kidding me?
No, I am not kidding you. I am a new human. I feel incredible.
I might a little bit cry.
Dude, I might too, because this is a whole part of my... My whole everything is just different. Everything.
You thought I was weird.
Incredible.
You've always thought I was weird.
Wesley, I didn't get it. I get it.
You full
now.
On get it?
I get it.
What happened? What happened?
Okay, okay.
How do you even start? Oh my gosh, I'm gonna freak out.
When I was like, what is going on? Like, holy shit, how is this happening type of a thing?
Uh-huh.
It wasn't because of mushrooms. It was a guided meditation, the cannabis meditation.
Yes.
Night number one.
Yes.
Which, it's just a little bit of weed. I didn't even smoke that much.
Okay, let's give him some history. So it's okay. So you've done cannabis before recreationally, and in your youth, you did mushrooms recreationally.
Okay, so yeah, let's start with that. I smoke weed all the time, and I've taken mushrooms probably like 10 times in my life.
Yeah,
like,
so you have experience.
And never once in my life did I see it as medicine. Mm-hmm. Or think about it as medicine. Or it was always just like, let's see how fucked up I can get.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, I'm not trying to get like, but it was just like, oh, this will fuck you up. Let's see. I just turned this off. Hold on.
We don't know how it's to work. We're ill prepared. We're doing this on a whim, people. You're going to hear children. You're going to hear noises.
Yep. And a squeaky chair. Sorry.
So you thought you had context walking into this retreat.
Well, I've done these things and I just never had any intentions with it. It was just like, this will alter my state of mind and being, whatever. And when I walked into that place, I was like, oh, this is medicine. Like, they treat this not only as medicine, but like sacred. Like,
mm-hmm. It's reverent.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
And I immediately just fell in line. And like, I went there and I know that things just aren't, something needed to shift in me, in my whole world that I've created. It's just not, I'm not happy. And so I was like,
which is weird because you are truly the happiest person I know, like full of joy person I know.
A facade. Let me tell you now, it was a facade.
It's just how you survived in life. Be
it's
happy.
Just, I just feel like people need to see me happy, I guess, even if I'm not. I don't know why.
You bring the vibe. It's because whatever your emotional state is at, people follow. So you feel pressure to like bring the energy.
And it has not been there. And it has not been there for a while. And it felt shitty. It felt bad. I did not like just being me at all. At all, Wes. It sucked.
I know.
And so I was like, okay, I mean, whatever. What do I have to lose? I'm here. I might as well just let go of any and everything. Fully just see what this is about. Try.
Because you kind of got to the fuck it point. Like, oh, fuck it. I'll just try. Like, throw this at the wall. It might stick.
Buckshot approach. Keep firing. See what hits. And the word surrender to me is kind of lame. But like, I just fully surrendered and was just like, I will try and do everything to the best of my capability. And so night number one, there's the cannabis meditation. All it is just you smoke some weed and you're guided through a meditation.
And you're not a person who meditates in their life.
Ever. Never, ever, ever. And we had a bonus person that when you went, you didn't have. And he uses his voice. He's a singer, but he uses his voice for these guided meditations. And it's kind of like Bon Iver, I forget. Mm-hmm. Kind of like that. Like he's layering things. He has pedal boards and it just...
Oh, I'm
jealous.
It was
so cool. And I fucking astral traveled. I'm not kidding.
What?
I never thought... I always thought all of this was bullshit. I just was like, that's not real. I fucking did it.
What do you mean?
Just from a meditation and
like
being a little...
Like you felt your soul like...
Yes.
Separate from your body.
I did. I'm not kidding. Okay,
I 100% believe you.
I know, but people out there who are listening, like I listen to Slayer and Megadeth all day. And this is just not something that I am into or have ever thought humanly possible. I just thought everyone was full of shit. And maybe that made them happy. Cool. I'm telling you, you can do it. Because I did it. I did it.
Was it scary?
No, it was incredible. And it was at this... So they use... Oh, shit. God, there's so much good stuff. The DMT light. I didn't understand the DMT light.
Uh-huh.
I understand the DMT light.
Yep.
It's incredible. It worked. It's amazing.
I am dying right now. I'm dying.
It's the coolest piece of technology I've ever been in contact with.
People don't know about the DMT light. So a guy made a pattern with just white flashing light that activates your pineal gland just to express a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of natural DMT. So when you die...
Let me tell you how it works when... You fully surrender to its powers.
Wait, so was this the night that you were doing the cannabis meditation?
Yeah. So they had it was on the group setting.
Okay.
So it played for everybody. And it was just kind of like, a laser show for my brain at first, which I'm used to that because we have a DMT light. We've done it before.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is nice. I'm comfortable. And then everything... I just started getting deeper and deeper and deeper, and then it stopped, and the guy who was singing, he stopped at the same time, and he was making this weird, like, white noise with his voice, which was impressive, and it catapulted my body, my soul shot into space, and I'm not kidding. It shot into space. I was in a crystal orb thing, and I literally felt myself hit that, like, the end of the orb. Like,
yeah.
Like a space shuttle that suddenly
you
halts.
You were cocooned. You had a cocoon.
Whoop, and I hit it, and I was like, what is this? And I could look around. I was in space. I was just floating in space, and I was like, I did it. I'm here. I fucking did it. And... Then
were you happy or sad? What was your emotion?
I was so happy. I was just like, I don't know what I was so happy. And I know I was happy because some other noises started happening and it started to pull me out. I started to go back down.
Uh-huh.
And I was fighting for every square inch of that. I wanted to stay. I loved it so much. It was so cool.
Was it like peaceful? Like, did you feel that you have not been at peace? And then that was like, a breath of peace.
It was isolation, but peaceful and just floaty. Oh my God, it was incredible. But it felt like I was wearing VR goggles. Like I could look wherever I wanted to look.
Yeah.
And it was space. There was more space.
Did you feel like you had a body or your body was on the ground?
I don't know.
The body is not even a thought.
The body was not even a thought.
I know that feeling.
And I started to get pulled out of it and I wanted to stay so bad. And then I was in my head, I'm fighting to stay in that space. And I did. And I got back and I was like, yes, I'm here again. Like, oh, I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave. And then I got pulled out again.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't there long. I was there long enough to know it exists in my own brain. It was un-fucking-believable.
I know. I know. Rory, you know the craziest part about it? I think you only need to get to the point that you got to one time in your life.
Okay, so yes, I agree. And I don't know if I didn't really want to talk to other people about what was going on. Like the people that I was there doing this with who were also new to this. And or well, maybe not new to this whole experience, but new to that place. Mm-hmm. Because I just didn't want to get taken out of anything that I was experiencing.
Yeah, and you're processing your own shit. It's kind of weird, right? Like you're spit back to normal and you're like, what?
Yeah.
And did you feel like you wouldn't be believed?
No, definitely not with that crowd there.
Yeah, they believe you.
Yeah, they believe me. And, but all when I got there, like, I was so nervous, so nervous, just because there is things happening in my life right now that doing mushrooms about it doesn't sound like the best idea just because of my past experience with doing mushrooms. Like, they're not my favorite thing to do because I know things can go bad.
Yeah.
And so I was nervous, super nervous. And like I've been having these weird pass out spells that you have personally seen and gotten blood work done. And like that didn't answer the questions. And like the night we were doing the dinner before the cannabis meditation, it almost happened again.
You almost passed out?
I almost passed out again. And I was just so nervous about everything.
Well,
and
you're having a trifecta, like emotional, spiritual, and physical ailments all happening at once with you.
Speaking of, I don't want to say any names, but the mama?
Yes, not, the mama. She knows body. What'd
you know
she
the
say?
Doctor and mama?
Yes.
So mama, we got some. She knows what's going on.
She does? What's going on with your body?
Adrenals.
Oh, you're stressed. Shit, man. I had adrenal fatigue.
That's what it was. She thinks so. I'm down to try.
100% that resonates with me. That makes so much sense when you just said that out loud.
It makes sense to me too.
Yeah.
But, all right, we're getting ahead
of
ourselves.
Sorry.
Excuse me, I burped.
So that's night one.
So that was night one. And the whole day before, like the whole day leading up to that point, I was almost like anticipating what I was going to be going through the next day. And the next day was the mushroom ceremony. Mm-hmm. And so I wasn't talkative. I was trying to be friendly and stuff, but I was like trying to work this shit out before it happened.
You're trying to outsmart the mushrooms.
Exactly. And honestly, I think that was one of the best parts of this therapy. Like I just was trying to face it already. And so by the time it's the next day, like, I kind of had already worked through way more than I thought I could in a tiny amount of time. And so things did not get bad.
Really? You didn't have a scary part?
No scary.
Holy shit. That is amazing. Because normally some really dark stuff comes up to process through.
So, all right. So
how many did you take?
10.
10?
Yeah. I said 8 at the beginning.
She pushed you.
And I couldn't look her in the eyes. Like, I was so nervous. I was so nervous when she came around. It was my turn. And I was like, 8. And she says, I think we can do 10.
Yeah. Let's give some people some context. So you're not just doing this recreationally. There are actual healers, shamans that they've dedicated their life to this. They know this craft, this technology. What it is it is technology and tools that not everyone utilizes here on Earth. And they have honed in a very specific craft and they hold space for crazy healing. They bring in spiritual massage people, doctors, emotional therapists, workers, therapists. And they literally hold you for 24 to 48 hours and they facilitate healing in whichever way the guests need. And it's such an unfortunate thing that we can't talk about what it is. But one day I believe that we can be able to talk about this specific facility.
Me too.
And we will when we can.
When we can.
So that morning you wake up. You, the person, gets to decide the amount of mushrooms they feel their body is desiring. And it's a very intuitive thing. But you had a little fear come up and you said 8 and she pushed you to really dig deep and you knew it was 10.
Yeah.
10
capsules. I knew it was 10. But she, and it was so unbelievably like beautiful. Like she came, she puts her hand on your heart. Mm-hmm. She stares deep into your soul.
Uncomfortably deep into your soul.
I couldn't look at her and she was like, you're nervous. It's fine. Look at me. Oh. And like, I looked back at her and she was, I forget exactly what she says, but it's like, I'm with you. I love you or something. Yeah. And I was like, I know. Like, I feel like, yeah.
I cried when she said that to me.
Oh, I wanted to so bad, but I was just like, oh my God, I think you really do. Yeah. Like, you're here for me.
Yeah.
And there, yeah, you know, then everybody takes it together and
you put some mask boobies on.
You put some masks on and they do kind of the same type of a meditation that the cannabis meditation was, where it's just breathing. They're kind of reintroducing you to that space that you were in last night. So all of a sudden you're not just like, oh, I'm on mushrooms.
They it's prime more, the pump. It's a slow drop in.
It's just the perfect way.
Yeah.
And yeah, I took the blindfold off after I don't know how long. And
so you were feeling them.
Oh, yeah.
Like with your eyes closed and you were kind of letting your DNA like mix with the mushrooms and they were doing their work.
Mm-hmm.
But then what made you want to take the blindfold off?
I kept seeing a little bit of light, like just from like the bridge of my nose.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept fighting that light. I was like, no, no, no. I don't want the light. I don't want the light. I like where I'm at in this. And then like some more light got in and then I was like, I need to go. I need to go try the world out.
Were
right
you
now.
Having knowings like your higher self is talking to you with the blindfold on? Like, did you start to get downloads, like information getting poured to you or not yet?
Not yet. Not okay. yet. But I wanted that. I wanted to start to get that. So I took it off and just began the journey. And they have like a sauna that's outside and it's like a dome. It looks like you're in the Millennium Falcon, but sauna form. And I went and sat there and I want to say names so bad. So you know who I'm talking about.
I'll know just by what you're saying.
So she came and she looked at me and she was like, I'm so happy you're sitting there. Nobody sits there. And I was like, it feels right. And so I was like, okay, everybody's happy. Like I needed that because I was kind of like, scared a little bit. And so I wanted to sit by myself, but I just saw people being happy. I was like, okay. And I found myself down on the like the yoga area, you know?
Yeah.
And it has that big canopy thingy over it.
And you're just outside in the wood. You are literally in trees. It's the woods.
The forest.
And completely isolated. It's the perfect setting.
Yes. And I went and just sat under there. And I don't know how long I was there. I was there by myself. And everything that I needed to know was just poof, blowing up in my head.
What did you need to know? Like, what did you get?
I met God.
What?
I'm not kidding. So I know that that's...
The feeling or seeing? Was it visual?
So...
What?
I know this sounds crazy because I've heard people talk about this and I'm like, bullshit. But it was for whatever my body and mind needed, like that manifested and was personified by this big tree.
But God, it wasn't a tree?
It wasn't a tree. It was a tree, but it was, I could only see the leaves. And it was the one closest to where that little canopy is.
Okay.
And, but at first, so you know the tree that you said, I wonder if you can spot the tree.
Oh my gosh, I told Rory there is one weird tree and I know that when you see it, you will know that that's the weird tree.
I wasn't even on mushrooms. I saw that day one, I said, that's a tree. And then, whatever.
Yeah.
She was like, I guess we could bleep names.
It's fine.
I could go in and post and bleep names.
You do whatever you want.
Okay. I'm kind of down because I want to use names. But
you can use names. That's fine.
I'm going to bleep them.
We'll ask them if they want it. And if they're like, yeah, use my name, then you don't have to bleep it.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, like, all right, whatever. Who cares about this? But I found the tree before I was even doing anything. And then the next day, I'll bleep that.
We have to use names. You can bleep it.
Yeah. Okay. It was like, you guys... Wait till you see that tree. And I was like, oh, yes, I did it. Mm-hmm. I knew. But anyway, so I was sitting down there and where that tree was and like that whole line of trees, like that whole area was just whatever comes to mind when I say like Miami Vice. it was all those colors and it was the most bitchin' rad thing. And I was just like, woo, yes. And to the immediate left of me was this tree. And it looked like it was middle fingers. Just like
yes.
a big fuck you. And yes. I was like, what's up with that guy? Like, why? And I didn't like to look at it. And then I like kind of forced myself to. And it appeared to me there was birds flying in and out of it. There was chipmunks flying or just all over the place. And it was just like, oh, fuck. Like,
the fuck you tree was God?
The fuck you tree was God.
Was it because that was your interpretation of God? You were like, nah, before.
Probably. I don't know.
It was like mirroring your
But
self.
Me and that tree, we just sat there for a while and it was like, holy shit, here he is or she or whatever. Here it is. Like we're face to face now. We're mano a mano. And what do I have to say to God? And it was fucking horrifying.
What did you say?
Turns out I don't have a lot to say to God. All I asked was, how am I doing? And I asked him or her or whatever, what out of all, and I was audibly saying this out loud.
Yeah. Just,
I asked what its favorite music of any type of music that's ever been around. What was your favorite thing that you heard? And it didn't answer me. And I thought that was so much cooler. Like, it was just all of it. He liked it all. That was the only question I had for God. And let me tell you how amazing that feels for me. Mm-hmm. I needed that so bad. I needed to be confronted with something that I don't know if it really exists, but there it was. And it was just in the form of nature. And it was a tree. And it was like, oh, the earth is this. I'm okay with all of this. And
it's
what
not
am I
like
gonna...
we were taught. It's not this big, scary, you're wrong, I'm right. It's none of that shit.
And to be confronted and then want to confront it. And the only thing I had to say was, what's your favorite music? It did so much for me in ways I can't even describe.
Did it just simplify your
mind?
It just
simplified I've been so in the dark with so many things, and clarity was
intention.
My intention was clarity. I wanted clarity with whatever I could get it with. And that gave me so much clarity of just like, I don't need to worry about stuff. Like,
Rory, that's right. It just doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I'm happy with thinking that God is just earth and I'm okay with that, and I should be nicer to the earth and I need to be more grounded. And it just was all so clear.
And like,
clear.
You never want to use a paper plate again.
No.
I know.
I'm just like, oh, you're so cool, world. You're so cool. It sucks that there's shitty people here. I'm sorry about that. On behalf of humans, I'm sorry, but
yeah.
I'm going to be better.
And like we'll start recycling and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Compost.
Oh, but meeting God and that's all I had to say was awesome for me. I wasn't mad. I wasn't scared. I was just like, what's your favorite music? And I love that. I loved it so much. And I still do. Like, I'm not like thinking back on it like, that was so stupid. Like
no regrets.
No,
you're not.
Because there was nothing could have happened that would have made me be like, that's not God. Like, I'm not going back on that. Mm-hmm. That to me at that time was meeting my maker type of a thing. And that's all I had to say.
And he's fine with you.
Yeah.
He like likes you the way you specifically are. He was so down with you.
Yep.
Yep.
It was awesome.
If everyone in the world could experience that, it would be a different place.
Well, then came up. A healer came up. And I understood. Like, I understood. Like, oh, shit, you are a healer. Like, you really are here to help people it all started computing. Everything started making sense.
Like that you recognize that she has spiritual gifts.
She has gifts. And yeah. I was like, And she came up and she's like, "You chilling?" And I was like, "I get you." And she's like, "What do you mean?" And she like got all, she made me more comfortable. She got softer things to lay on. And I was like, "I don't know. But like, that tree's God. You're a healer. I feel great. Like, why aren't people, why doesn't everybody feel like this? Like, why can't we just do this? Why can't I just feel healed?" Mm-hmm. It's like, "I get you." And she was like, "I have been wanting somebody to say that to me for so long." And I was like, "Hell yeah." And she hung out with me for fucking ever, like the whole day. And we didn't say a word after that.
Really? You just stayed together?
We just hung out together. And I, after a while there, I was like, "Take me to the trampoline." And I went to the trampoline. And the trampoline kind of got scary.
Why?
Because it was...
Your body's just weird. Hold up right now, everybody. Let's talk about Ned. You guys have heard me talk about Ned a lot. You all know I love it. It's my favorite CBD. Swear by it. It's the only supplement I take without fail every single day of my life. So I take Ned's regular, just the plain old CBD. It's hemp oil in the morning. And I just recently, it's been about 6 weeks, maybe 5 weeks now, I have switched over to their sleep blend for the night. This stuff, you guys, is no joke. I am sleeping like a baby. So what is in the sleep blend? The sleep blend is a little bit different because it's 750 milligrams of cold extracted CBD, but it has elevated levels of CBN. So CBN is the sleep cannabinoid. And then it has three of the best terpenes there are for sleep. I will not even pretend to know how to pronounce these words, but it sounds something like caryophyllene, myserine, and linalool. Not kidding, that's what they are. I don't know what they do, but I believe that they help me sleep because I am. And then on top of that, they throw in some botanical sleep aids, including oat straw, nettles, valerian, lemon balm, passion flower, skullcap, chamomile, licorice, and calendula. So all you do, you put some underneath your tongue, hold it for about 30 seconds right before you fall asleep, and you will just effortlessly fall asleep and sleep throughout the whole night. You wake up the next day not feeling like you took a sleep aid. It's nothing artificial. It doesn't, also, it's not a high. People are like, "If I take CBD, am I going to get high?" No. There's no psychoactives in here. You just feel relaxed. You fall into a deep sleep. Love it. You got to try it. It's the Ned CBD Sleep Blend. So if you guys are interested, please go to helloned.com/Wesley. So that's helloned.com/Wesley. And you will get 15% off and free shipping when you enter the code Wesley. Again, enter the code Wesley for 15% off at helloned.com/Wesley. Now let's get back to the show.
We just both laid on the tram, just stared up, and it was kind of like spider legs were branches, and everything started getting purple and less bright and happy and darker colors. But
were you fine with it? You just like watched it and you were okay?
If I had any sort of a bad trip, that would have been it. But it wasn't bad to the point where I was in any sort of fear or anything.
Yeah.
Just things got real.
I feel like that's like duality. I feel like it like sneaks up. It will show you like, look at the tops of the mountains you can reach in this life. But remember that there's some creepy shit.
Yeah.
There's some dark stuff here. And it's just all the time.
It's all the time. And I thought I didn't think I was in a spider's web, but I was there and I tried to move. Oh shit, I forgot a great part. I'm sorry.
Tell me.
Well, I'll just finish this one up. I couldn't move, and like all I just kept telling myself was like, "Move your one finger. Just move one finger. If you can do that, you can get out. You can do this." And I did. And it took so much to move my one finger, and then I was free. But okay, real quick. I've been laughing about this all day to myself. Because I don't know what this symbolizes. I don't know what this means. But I needed whatever it was. I was just laying, before I met God, I was laying in the same spot. And I like felt my hand was hot, like really hot. Mm-hmm. And I looked over to see if it was just in the sun. And it wasn't. I was under shade, but my index finger on my right hand was bright red, glowing bright red. And I was like, what is happening? And I was scared, but I was like, I need to do something with this. And I grabbed it and I just, as hard as I could, put it in like the center of my chest and then went, ah! And slammed it in like a hammer. And
your
like,
finger?
Yeah. And then just felt like, I don't know what I felt, but that red hotness went into me and just exploded out of me.
What?
And it just felt so
Rory,
good.
I think I know what this is.
It felt
think
so
about
good.
Your life. It's all physical and in your fingers. Everything you do, music, everything, you feel like your power is in your fingertips.
Ooh.
I feel like you transferred that into your heart.
I don't know, but it felt good. Let me tell you, it felt so good. And then after I did that, like, everything was awesome. And
were you like looking around like, is anyone going to see me slam my hot finger into
my
chest?
I didn't care at all. Didn't even try to see if somebody was looking.
It just intuitively, you're like, I need to put this hot finger in my chest.
I don't know why. I needed to. And I just sat there like with it stuck there in my embedded in me and was just grinning ear to ear like, yes, I have the power. I don't know. I don't know what it was. It was phenomenal though. And then after the trampoline, things kind of like calmed down. And I just was so happy to be a human and like I was just so happy. And it kind of sucked because there were people there that were there to help you talk through things and to test stuff if you wanted it. They're not there. You don't need to speak to them. But they kind of showed up later, and I feel like I kind of got through enough stuff on my own, just in silence by myself.
But you know, that's like exactly who you are.
Yeah, and I came to that realization too, because I haven't been able to like speak to people, like in life. I don't know where the shift happened, but it feels like to me, I don't have anything that I have no worth in what I'm saying. And so it just made me not talk mm-hmm. to people. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why. I don't know when these shifts happened, but they did. And then you just get in that, or I just got in that vortex. And it's just like anything and everything I liked to do and enjoy doing has become this thing of like, there's no worth in me doing anything. I got to the point where I didn't care about anything so much that I didn't even want to do anything.
Yeah.
And it's terrible.
Like you lost your passion.
I lost passion
to live in a way that felt authentic.
Alive.
To you.
Like,
yeah.
And I don't know when it happened, but it just kept spiraling downward. And this just, it's not there anymore. It's crazy.
Really?
It's not, I mean.
Well, did you recognize like, okay, so like when you're on mushrooms, did you kind of like connect dots or you kind of get to the root cause? Do you know the root cause or you just recognize that it was there?
It was all these things. Like I felt like I was going to be getting profound answers from other people, like talking to, but like, they were just all there already. Like
inside.
I don't know. It just, the walls went down.
Did you think about childhood or was it very much your present life stuff?
So afterwards, the day after when she's talking to everybody about her experience with you.
Yeah.
She was just like, Rory, like we were just 8-year-olds and we were just being 8-year-olds. So that was the only childhood. And she's like, I think that was awesome for you. And I was like, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was the only childhood-y thing that happened at all.
But maybe that's exactly what you need. Maybe you just needed to return to your youthful, like before the bullshit of life happens, you just needed to touch home base.
I think so. Because the world, I definitely let the world win.
Yeah.
I've let it just all the bad, just I let it get to me mm-hmm. for too long.
And stop your personal progress.
And stop me just dead in my tracks.
Holy shit, this is crazy right now.
I just don't, what? And that's why when I say the beginning, like I took the red pill and I'm in, mm-hmm. why wouldn't I be? Everything we did there made me feel exactly how I wanted to feel.
Yeah.
And how I want to live a life.
And like, I think we like live like that. Like we go to bars or we go out to nice dinners hoping that like, oh, this should make me feel good or post this or do this.
No.
None of that shit gives me the feeling of like connecting with myself.
I felt at one with something again. Like I felt.
How long has it been for you?
I felt like I was a part of the earth again rather than just some piece of it floating around.
Yeah.
Like I feel good.
Holy shit, you got tethered back. It's like you were disconnected and you got tethered back in.
I have so much like passion and creativity, I feel like all of a sudden. Like,
do you know how that comes up? Like where you want to spend your time? Have you been thinking about that? Like,
oh, I want to spend it there. I never wanted to leave. Mm-hmm. I did not want to go. Mm-hmm. I was like, this place feels good.
You are going to turn into a hippie freaking freak.
That's fine.
I love it. I love it. This is my dream come true.
I don't care.
You drank the Kool-Aid.
I drank the Kool-Aid and I'm happy, people. I'm happy.
I know. I loved it.
I loved it. And then after all
of
this.
Did you cry?
I didn't. I might have. When I did the finger in the chest thing, mm-hmm. I think like I was just smiling so hard and so like, yes, like I feel like there was some tears coming out the sides, but like I didn't break down.
Yeah. This is insane, Rory.
You're telling me.
This
because
is insane.
I did not think that this existed in my, I get it all. I understand. Mind, body, spirit. I like it.
I
have only been a shell of a person for so long.
Not a shell. You're so intellectual that I think that sometimes that can get the best of intellectuals. Because if you think logically all the time, logically, like stats around the world, it's not looking good,
no.
right? Like, and I know that you're really aware of that.
Yeah.
Like you are. I am too. Like my thinking brain is on hyperdrive all the time. And I realize that's a disservice to me.
Not benefiting me. How I want to be benefited mm-hmm. at all. It was so good. And then afterwards, you know, there were those therapists and body work people and massage therapists. And I wanted everybody else just to go get their stuff done. Because it seemed like some of the people I was there with were dealing with things. And I was like, I'm good.
Like needing the assistance of others?
And so by the time I got to all of them, I kind of wasn't on mushrooms anymore. I mean, I still was, but I wasn't, you know, in the thick of it. Mm-hmm. But that was cool too. I mean, getting a massage was awesome. And just like feeling your body, like trying to like notice your body, which I've never done. And then Wim Hof, oh my God. Wim Hof is incredible. I've done Wim Hof so much and I just didn't understand it. And I did it this time. I figured it out where, you know, the deep breath out when you're just sitting there and like listen to your body. Like I never understood what they meant by that. And I like listen to your body. It'll like try to fix that part. And I could feel the parts that mm-hmm. were shitty.
Like there's tension.
Tension. Like I like found the spot and I was like, that doesn't hurt anymore. Like, holy shit, that doesn't hurt any. That always hurts. It works. Ice baths. Fucking bring it on. I loved it all so much.
Yeah. They say that when you get into alignment, that's who you are right now. You're just you, the you you've always been. You're just now in alignment.
Yeah. Well,
and they say that like then you start adding those tools in, Wim Hof, ice baths. You get that like a spiritual massage where you allow someone to actually like physically touch you. And that's uncomfortable, right? Like they're not your loved one. Like you don't like to be like touched. You hate it.
Yeah.
But you like let your shit down. And you allow people
lovely.
In.
It's lovely. So nice.
I know.
It's so nice.
I'm so happy for you.
This might not be news for other people, but this was news to me.
Hold up right here, guys. We get to talk about Magic Spoon cereal. If you haven't heard of Magic Spoon cereal yet, I think you may be living under a rock. Because before I ever tried it, I saw this stuff plastered all over Instagram. I was like, what is that cute cereal? I like the branding. It looks cool. Is it healthy? I think it's healthy. I don't know. And then I finally tried it myself and I am blown away. I love it. I love it when I like the outside of something, but then the inside, like whatever I'm using or eating, is better than the outside. And this is Magic Spoon because here's the deal with Magic Spoon cereal. It's healthy for you. There are 0 grams of sugar. There are 11 grams of protein and only 3 net carbs in each serving of cereal. It's keto friendly. It's gluten free. It's soy free. It's low carb and it's GMO free. They have delicious flavors. Like I cannot even tell you my favorite is blueberry. Like if you can't choose between one or you only have to get one, choose blueberry because it is the bomb. But they're also good. So they have a cocoa flavor, a fruity flavor, frosted, peanut butter, cinnamon. And right now, specifically, they have fall seasonal flavors. So they have a salted caramel one and an apple cinnamon. Delish. So if you're curious, if you want to try Magic Spoon out for yourself, they have a 100% happiness guarantee, which means if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. So right now, go to magicspoon.com/Wesley and use code Wesley for free shipping. And let's say that again, magicspoon.com/Wesley and use code Wesley and you will get free shipping. Now, let's get back to the show.
Like, oh my God. I feel like a rewired person.
Yeah. I think that that's what's wrong with us. I don't think anyone's broken. I just think we get our wires crossed. And we like start believing untrue beliefs and then it makes our body not in alignment.
I needed to have my own beliefs kind of like, I feel like that's why I've been such a fuck you to the establishment. Like I don't want to be a part of
society.
And like this kind of showed me that it's okay. You don't need to be, you can believe whatever you want. You can believe in a tree is God. And it's so cool.
And you can be like successful in your way. You don't have to like do the same shit that everyone else does as long as you feel good. Like that's the success. Like you feel good in your life.
All I know is I feel good. Everything there felt exactly what I've been looking for.
Really?
Exactly.
How does it compare? Okay, can think of doing traditional therapy after having an experience like you just had. Don't you feel like you would, I don't want to say it's impossible because I believe in talk therapy, but it's like you can't even compare it. Like,
I've never done therapy. I don't know. I think I want to try it out.
Now?
This space? And to see like, just compare and contrast. I don't know. It did so much for me and so much more. Like, I cannot believe how good it was.
Like, what, when you were on the plane today coming home, we were like, okay, what do I want to like switch up in my life? Like, what are the things? Are they huge things or is it minuscule things?
It's minuscule things. I have all the tools to be my best self already. Like, I just don't utilize them.
Oh my gosh. This is profound right now.
Dude, I'm telling you, this was the best thing that's ever happened to me. It was so cool.
Mom and dad need to do, everyone I know needs to do this.
Everybody needs to do it. Even if it doesn't give you what it gave me, because I feel there were people there that because you talk about all this stuff afterwards.
There's processing.
You process this as a group. And like, there was a few times, not a few times, but there was a time when it was my turn and I was just like, I'm in, like, yes, 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 yes. And, but I was, you know, talking through why I was sitting down there talking to a tree. And like, because people saw me, they didn't know what I was going through. But I was like, that's what was happening down there. Chit-chatting with God. And so then it would get to another person. They're like, yeah, I did not have anything like Rory was having. Like, I think they wanted that kind of a thing, but it just, I don't know. I don't know.
I believe that it's so many things about why you had this.
I wanted it so bad.
You wanted it. You were
also open.
The timing of it.
All of it just was, I was exactly where I needed to be at the exact time. Like, everything was perfectly aligned. Had to be there.
Has it made you more interested in experiencing other plant medicines?
Oh, yeah. Bring it on.
Really? Because you had some serious reservations about ayahuasca. It is such a different thing, but also not.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I would do ayahuasca now, but I kind of don't know if I need to do ayahuasca.
You don't. You really don't. Like, if you found your modality and it can be more gentle, because ayahuasca is so...
It's aggressive.
So purgatory. Yeah. It's so aggressive. Like, if you found your thing, you found your thing. And it's funny because now I feel, since doing... So I did the exact retreat Rory did. And then I did the ayahuasca ceremony. And it's weird because I don't have that desire to do more work like I did back then. Mm-hmm. But I'll have little inklings of like, oh, let's get a tune-up. Like, just like a tune-up.
I've already kind of made it...
Like, once a year, like, I think it'd be really beneficial for my emotional, mental health.
To do ayahuasca?
To do the mushroom journey.
I was thinking, like, bi-monthly.
Once a quarter?
I was thinking, honestly, once a month. Like, go and get back in touch with Earth. Like, nature was... I didn't know nature was so... I needed it. I needed nature.
It's like, it is the medicine. It feeds you.
Everybody kept saying like, this is a magic spot, you know? And I just didn't get it. And that's a
and
magic.
And you kind of turned yourself off to nature when you were like, what, 15? You turned vampire-ish. You just like, were reclusive. You were like, I don't want to be in the sun.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know.
And now you're like singing another tune.
This is if anybody listening knows me, this is not me, but this is absolutely me now.
Did you get any downloads about how you want to treat your body differently? Because I did.
I just, like, we did yoga in the mornings and I finally, like, I wasn't just in a class doing yoga. I was trying to understand you and like my body, and it felt incredible. Everything felt, Wim Hof felt incredible. Like, all these things, I just wasn't paying attention. I was just doing the thing that was happening in front of me. Mm-hmm. And I paid attention and I listened to my body, and I can't believe it. You can do crazy shit. We're crazy things that walk around. It's nuts.
It is nuts.
It's so cool. Breath work is just unreal. It works. Holy hell.
And it's free.
It's free.
You can look it up on YouTube.
I downloaded Wim Hof's thing. I'm doing that shit every day.
I cannot wait, Rory, to see like what transpires in the next year of your life with you living in this out of this space. Because
bring it on.
To me, you're not different. This is the you that I've always known. I've known, obviously,
I feel
my
like
whole life.
A different person.
But I know that this is always you. This light, like, happy.
Right. I'm saying I've been pulled out of the mud puddle that I've felt like I've been in for way too long.
Like what, your entire 20s?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Entire 20s.
Your entire... And you're, how old are you?
I'll be 30 next year.
Oh, shit. You're going to start your 30s off with like being a restored version of yourself.
I'm so happy about it. I just can't believe that this has been right in front of me the whole time.
Yeah.
Blown away. I'm fucking blown away.
I'm so relieved.
I could have just done simple things to just feel way better. Not only like my body, like everything feels so much better. And like, I kind of haven't felt like I had a voice. Like I was saying, there's no worth in having a conversation. The Uber driver that I got into the car with from that place to the airport, mm-hmm. that dude was telling me, I just wanted to have conversation again. I know so much about Oscar. Oscar's life is fucking crazy. And then the woman at the...
Like, because you opened the door, you wanted to have a conversation.
I wanted to just chat, and like, it's so fun to just chat with people about life. Then that's all we were talking about, was just life shit and experiences and stuff. And this dude was telling me his entire story. I know everything about Oscar.
Yeah.
And then the woman at the front desk at the hotel I was staying at last night, she's basically my mom now. She came and personally knocked on my door and said, I made a special time just for you. We got to get you out of here at 8:45. Like, I didn't ask her to do that, but we just started chatting and she was just having a blast talking to me. And then,
Rory, that is like who you are to your core. You make people fall in love with you.
And
that's who you were as a child.
And then the guy I sat next to on the plane, we talked the entire 2-hour plane ride. Like, and we were laughing and chatting so much and having just profound fun at talk, whatever's, that the stewardess came up, knelt down by my side, and she said, can I just say, you guys are being so cool about this, because we had to sit next to each other, and you're not supposed to do that on a plane right now.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just a 2-seaters down the both aisles. Yeah. And she's like, every time we've had to sit people next to each other, it's just been such a bad experience. You guys seem to be getting along great. You don't know each other, right? And we were like, no. And she was just like, and it just feels so good to be able to like...
be yourself?
Talk.
Fucking be yourself. That's just who you are.
I got his number. Zach, I hope the things going on with your sister work out if you're listening to this. Because you got it. Getting choked up. Like, he
really?
Yeah. But like, what the hell? Why did this have to happen? I don't get. And I've just been all smiles.
This is why he walked into the door and he said, hey, meet me in the recording room. We're just going to do this right now. And I was like, wait, what if it's personal? And he's like, I'll say it all. There's nothing to hide.
I don't care. Yeah, I don't care.
There's like nothing for you to hide. There's no shame. There's no.
No.
Did you feel like, okay, so this is the weird part. You recognize, you're like, whoa, okay. Like, you kind of like, you're like, you idiot, right? There's that moment of like, you dummy. It was simple. It was right there in front of your face at all times.
Mm-hmm.
But then did you also feel like, oh, you're okay. Like, you're proud of yourself at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, you've lived a lot of years and you've been kind. Yeah. And you're a good person.
Yeah. It's crazy that you just need to do these things to reset.
Come up for air. It's like we're all treading water.
Oh my God. I've literally just been happy with breathing. Like the past, like I'll just take a deep breath and it's like, I feel like I can breathe again.
Yeah.
Like I'm not kidding that I felt suffocating. Like
they told like the workers there, they say that like grief or trauma or sadness or any emotion heightened, it stays in your body. If you don't like acknowledge it, it just like stays in your body.
I think you just let
all that shit out.
Yeah. I want to go back, and not because it's like, oh, this is always going to be fun. I want to go back and do the things that I didn't get to do. I want to work with the people that are there.
The facilitators.
To talk through shit and like do all that other stuff. Cause I just, this was the perfect catalyst to begin more.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited that I want to do more.
Same. Cause it's not easy. Like, let's be real with the listeners.
Oh no.
Rory, you're having an actually really unique first experience because it can be really heavy. Like mine was really heavy. It was beautiful and light, but there was sadness for me. I dealt with a lot of repressed sadness.
Oh, there were people that were just crying the entire time, like getting help, but they were happy afterwards.
Bronson and I cried for 2 days and we didn't know why we were crying. I would just look at him and he would look at me and we'd be like, are we sad? And I'd be like, I feel sad, but I don't know what about. And he would be like, I just think it all matters.
It does.
Everything is so important. Like, we just kept thinking of the kids.
Yeah.
And just like everything matters. Like how you are to them in the morning. It matters.
Mm-hmm.
How am I excited when they come home from school? That fucking matters.
Mm-hmm.
It's the tiny, tiny stuff. And it's just weird. Like everything matters so much. We cried about it. We love our life so much. It just made us cry.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But it also is like, oof.
No.
Feels good though.
Oh yeah. I wanted to just explode in tears. But I just couldn't. I was just like, I'm too happy right now.
That is because that's exactly who you are.
Yeah.
To your core. You're not a cry type. You're just a freaking have fun. This is lovely guy.
Yeah. It was the best. It was the best thing I've ever done. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. That was 10 years of therapy done in 6 hours.
Mm-hmm. Let's give the listener some context. Now, kids, don't go get random mushrooms from some neighbor's friend of some guy online.
No, this was done like
professionally.
Professionally.
Right dosage.
Right. The whole nine yards.
Purity. It all matters so much. Do this with people that hold space, who are experts and have spiritual gifts.
Yeah, I'm definitely not saying go to the woods and do mushrooms, because I've done that and I didn't get any of this.
Nothing.
I've been in the forest on mushrooms before. None of this. But setting an intention and trying to deal with something and going into it knowing like this might not be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like it helps. It did. It was amazing.
Plant medicine, man.
Plant medicine.
See, God knew what he was doing when he created the earth. We just fucked it up along the way.
Oh, yeah.
It's all here. The answers are all here.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to do meditation way more.
Come to me in my little room. This is where I do it every morning. Oh, Rory, this is amazing. Okay. Okay. Should we get off?
Sure.
Rory, I'm so happy for you because as your sister who kind of forced this, I had a terrible weekend. if it went bad for you, I felt all the pressure of that.
Like, I know.
If it would, it could have.
It could have.
It could have gone real dark real fast.
Yeah.
So I am so grateful that it was worth your while. And I don't even think nothing was ever wrong with you. I'm just glad to know that you're back, like, with a vengeance.
I feel it.
And I know you, and when you're in this place of power, like empowered, there's nothing you can't do. Like, it's just the truth with you. You're a special little one. Thanks for telling us about this.
Yeah.
They're going to be pissed that we can't tell them exactly where you went with the exact people.
Good. Good.
One day soon, maybe.
One day soon.
All right. Any last words, my friend?
No, nothing. Ooh, actually, yeah. When I was done talking to God and I was just kind of reflecting on it, I had like a vision of Bronson.
Tell me what?
I think he's just here for big reasons.
Creation.
Yeah. And like, he's kind of like a solar system. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of this thing that people orbit around it, but only if he wants it there.
Rory, you want to know what's crazy?
Because he's so smart. He's so
in the material world.
He
knows how to do shit.
And but he just knows how to spot the phonies and keep the good ones too. And it was crazy. I just like, I felt, like I saw it in my head, obviously, but I felt like that tree and whatever it personified for me had like blessed him, like mm-hmm. had touched him with some of its powers. And
this is wild you're saying this. This is wild you're saying this. Because I have had this knowing about him too, that he is like, he's like put on earth to facilitate other people's shit.
He's special.
I know. He's a little weirdo though. Didn't you see his weirdness, his essence of like,
no.
He's just an odd little duck.
I did not. In fact, the way that he was in my brain
yeah.
was that of
Jesus?
No. What? But you're close. Like a stained glass window of like Saint Michael or whatever. And it was him, and it was like this very like holding,
yeah.
like nurturing something.
Okay, well, when I went to that, I almost said the name. When I went there, there was one part where I looked over at Bronson. Remember I told you we were crying just mm-hmm. for hours, just tears just consistently streaming down our face. I looked at him one time, and you know when it's just like too personal, like you can almost see through the person. It's so personal. Like yeah. you feel like it's, you're almost encroaching on their space because mm-hmm. they're so open. I looked at him and I was like, oh my gosh, like he looks like a handsome Jesus. Like he like, I'm like, oh my gosh, he's so handsome. It's like uncomfortable.
He is a handsome devil.
I know. There's so much about him. He's such a special person. But he's also just so weird. Think about him like the way he talks with his hands. Just that alone. It just makes you laugh, huh? Like when you see someone that true, you're just like, oh my gosh, that's who they are.
Oh, he's the best.
I know. But I think you're the best too. That's why you two are my two favorite people on earth.
Oh, thanks.
I like you. I like him. I like my kids. I like mom and dad too.
I kept thinking, like,
did you think of mom and dad?
Not while I was going through anything, but after the fact, I was like, would I want to send them here? But I don't want to be selfish and keep this to myself.
But like you'd worry about mom.
I would. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
me
would.
Too. I worry about mom. But I think mom's ready for it.
It was such, the people there are the most beautiful people that just, oh, they really do care about you. It's crazy.
Yeah, no and bullshit. So, like they like, it's not like fake care about you. Like
no.
they truly put their lives on hold and just care about you.
Yeah, it's, that was therapy enough. Uh-huh. I don't know. Complete strangers.
I'm now eating cookie dough because I'm so hungry. Okay, let's get off.
All right.
Rory, thank you for sharing your story. I could not be happier for you.
Oh, me too.
And listeners, we will tell you when we can about this lovely place. Not now. Please don't flood my DMs. I cannot tell you.
Don't go do mushrooms in the forest by yourself.
And don't go do mushrooms in the forest by yourself. Love you. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.